Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
No, you should start with it. Why are you laughing? Hi, everybody. Yeah. Emma's microphone just nearly collapsed. Yep.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Yes, you are.
Now, this week we are talking about reconciliation. And the beautiful way that you described it was the grace of pardon.
Yes, yeah, beautiful. Again, another description, like the joy of forgiveness, which we mentioned or going to mention in a few weeks, the grace of pardon. Mm. Oh, my goodness. It's like I've been in prison. I've been in jail. I've been pardoned. But on top of that, it's this grace that comes with it. This, and it's not just a feeling. Mm. It goes deep within us to the core of who we are.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing is, like, when we go to reconciliation, the sacraments is where we are guaranteed that God's grace and presence
is there.
Is there.
Yep. And available to all. Go and ask him.
It's one of, in some of the study I've been doing lately, we've talked a lot about in some of my study about how the sacraments make the invisible visible,
yes.
And how there's this invisible, like God's grace and the heavenly realm that we can't see, but through the sacraments, that's where we experience the visibility of
and
God's
it's like,
grace.
It's like we feel like it's a bit unreal, but it's very real and becomes reality in our life.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know how we pray for the heaven to come down to earth? It is part of all of that.
Yeah, that's the sacrament.
The reality
is making,
of.
Yeah, and so I just think that's really beautiful, the invisible and the visible like coming together. And so this sacrament of reconciliation, we're experiencing that God's grace through the priest when we go and we confess our sins and when he prays for us, we're experiencing his grace. And I just love that in our church we have the sacraments where we're like, well, in these areas we know God's there every time.
Yeah.
You know? So you spoke about reconciliation, and one of the things you did talk about was how we need to actually accept God's love, and that can be something that can be hard for some of us to do. And you were talking
about, because we're not worthy enough.
Yeah.
We're not, maybe we don't even know who this God is.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, sometimes we just have our barriers up, and
that's where I think we've been hurt so much. It's for protection. Didn't the woman at the well, she did that. She, for protection, she went to get the water at midday.
Yes,
who goes in the heat of the day? Have you been out gardening in the heat of the day? You're ridiculous, because I did it the other day and thought, what am I doing this?
You
should have been out. Yes, I should have been here at 5 a.m. when it was nice and cool.
Yeah.
But she went because she was hiding herself. She knew she didn't want to have the gossip. She knew she wasn't accepted. She knew she had problems in her life. She knew she had 7 husbands or partners. You know, she knew she was missing out. She was seeking love. Didn't knowing she was seeking the love of God. That's the completeness for her. But she was seeking it in other ways. And then what happens? Jesus turns up.
Yep.
Grace turns up to her. And he's, what does Jesus say? If you knew, because he says, I'm thirsty, can you give me a drink of water? And he says, if you knew what water I have, that you will never be thirsty again. And she goes, oh, I want some of that.
Yeah.
Now she, in that question, in that phrase, I want some of that, to me it was like she wasn't just asking for the water from the well. She knew that there was something in this Jesus that was telling her, I've got the answer to all your problems. And then what happens? Jesus tells her what her true reality of life is, because he said, go get, where's your husband? Oh, I don't have a husband. He says, no, you've had 7. And you're not even, you know, with the man you're with now is not even a husband or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And after this conversation, after this grace that came to her, she changed. What did she do? She raced to the people in the village to say, come, I've found this Jesus. Mm. Come, he's the eternal water we've been seeking.
Yep.
And she was accepted.
Mm.
She received this eternal life from Jesus, this acceptance, this grace. And we can receive the same.
Mm. It shows how grace changes us. When we receive grace, if we allow it to, we can let it change us. And we can do that in reconciliation.
Yes.
I remember years ago going to reconciliation and there were several people in front of me and just like as you got closer, like just really reflecting on what I was going in to confess, going like almost feeling heavier as I'm waiting in the queue, but then coming out after doing it and just feeling so
relieved, lighter,
free.
Yes.
And that if we allow it to, grace helps us to walk differently in our lives, to go a different way and to really receive God's living water.
But what's this? What's grace really? God's blessing and favor? God, it's like, I don't know, I had these jigsaw puzzles within me. They were all over the place and it's like God lining them all up, putting the pieces all together, showing me hope for the future, telling me he's fixed my past, he's forgotten my sins. He doesn't remember them once we ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And he's with me right today, walking ahead with him into whatever he has for me. How do you describe that grace? Because it's in many ways indescribable, but it's describable by just this the goodness that it is.
Yeah.
This freedom, this wholeness, we need all these adjectives that describe what Jesus does in us, for us, through us, you know, to our core, that makes us feel like, oh, I'm on the right path again, or maybe for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm loved. I have a future. And the future is good. The future is for eternity with him. And maybe that won't come all of a sudden from one reconciliation, but if you stay with the Lord and stay with him, you'll learn all of these things. And it just grows deeper and stronger and better. And, well, you know, what's God's love? Higher, wider, greater, you know, more than we can think and imagine. But to, you know, and I guess I could be here till infinitum, and how could you describe grace?
Yeah, that's it. Well, the weekly challenge for this week, I think with what the story that you've shared, maybe we can go back and reflect on the story of the woman at the well and then think about where have you in your own life received that grace, where you maybe it was going to reconciliation and walking out and being like, you know what, I'm going to live a different way now. I'm going to be different. And again, as we've suggested a few times over this Lenten journey, going to reconciliation and experiencing for yourself that grace that we are guaranteed every time we go. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you today, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.